Well, good morning, everybody. We talk about the three comings of Christ, and of course the word Advent comes from a Latin word, which means to come. And we talk about the three comings of Christ. The first coming is what we're getting ready to celebrate. It happened at Bethlehem about 2,000 years ago, and we get ready to celebrate that first coming. The second coming, we don't know when it will be. It could be today, it could be 100 years from now, or 1,000 years, who knows? Our Lord will come back, he has promised. The second coming, we better be ready. The third coming are kind of those daily comings when our Lord rushes into our lives in thousands of ways every single day. And so we talk about these three comings of Christ. And when it comes to being ready for them, how to be ready? Our readings have some good ideas for us, and I'm going to give you five things. Now, they all have the word up in them, so they're easy to remember, okay? The first thing that our readings tell us to do to get ready is to wake up. Wake up! A lot of people sleepwalk through life, you know? And, of course, that doesn't mean that we don't sleep at night. God has made the body that we need to. But we should be alert throughout the course of our days that our eyes, our ears, our hearts should be open to recognize and be prepared for the fact that our Lord could come back now. That in different ways our Lord is entering into our lives, and that we better be alert. Wake up. St. Paul in the second reading says, "Now is the time for you to awake from sleep." Jesus in the gospel says, stay awake. You don't know when the Lord will come. Be sure of this, if the master had known the hour, he would have been prepared. The best way to be prepared for our Lord is to be awake, alert, not dozing through life, not sleepwalking like zombies. A lot of people kind of walk around like they're asleep. And sometimes they even come to church that way. That's why, you know, the Protestants sometimes call us the frozen chosen. Because, and you know, they might have a point. Because sometimes you look at people at church and you're like, dude, you're at church! Like, this is, wake me awake! Like, wake up! Like, God, you're so good. Wake up, you know? Wake up! Clean up! That's the second thing. To be ready for our Lord, clean up. Listen to this second reading. St. Paul says, don't conduct yourselves in orgies and promiscuity and lust. Make no provision for the desires of the flesh. Clean up your act. That's how to be ready for our Lord. It's interesting that that St. Paul focuses here on various sexual sins. Of course, in the day of our Lord, some things don't change. The pagan culture was obsessed with such things as promiscuity, fornication, which is really relations outside of the sacrament of matrimony. Society at that time, infanticide, abortion, homosexual activity, all of these things were the name of the game. St. Paul says, clean up. You can't serve God with a pure heart if you're acting impurely. And it's time to clean up. If this is your demon, go to confession. Chuck it out the window. Renounce it in the name of Jesus Christ. Because there's freedom to be had. And you can't chase God if you're also chasing impurity. Wake up, clean up, sober up. St. Paul in the second reading says, don't conduct yourselves in drunkenness. You know, a lot of people are a little fuzzy-headed, and sometimes there's just a haze, you know, that people have because they take in all of this pollution. And reality is nothing to escape. Why people do drugs and alcohol to excess? There's nothing wrong with a glass of wine or a beer. There is something wrong when that's taken to excess. Because people take in all this pollution to escape reality. But reality is a gift from our blessed Lord. And our Lord is rushing in everywhere, but if we're drunk, we won't notice it. We won't notice our Lord. And also, most people, when they're drunk, don't treat people right. And they make bad decisions. St. Paul says in the second reading, don't act like people do at nighttime. Nothing good happens at night. Act like people of the day. And so we have to sober up, clean up our fuzzy-haired brains, and this get rid of this haze, and live a sober life. We can't chase after God and become saints if we subvert our good actions with nightly doses of alcohol to excess. Doesn't work. The saints didn't do it, nor can we. Wake up, clean up, sober up, lighten up. Lighten up. Look at the psalm. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing. Saint, the first reading says, put down your swords against each other. Second reading says, don't live in rivalry or jealousy. You know, that like, lighten up. Life is good. Life is a gift. Life is an incredible gift. And I'm careful of this too, because sometimes we could just pretend that we're so busy and we're so overwhelmed that we have the whole weight of our, it's like, no, life is pretty good. There's a lot of people who have it a billion times worse than you and I do. And we lighten up and recognize, you can't be a saint if you're a grumpy pants. It doesn't work, you know? And like, lighten up, be happy, be joyful. Wake up, clean up. Sober up, lighten up, and the last one, dress up. Okay, dress up, because here's what this says. It says, put on Jesus Christ. Put on Jesus Christ. Have you ever had that experience where you just wanted to stay in your pajamas all day long, but then you put on your clothes and get ready, and then you're ready for the day? You didn't feel like it at first, but you put it on and you're good to go. And I think that's what our Lord is telling us in his word today, is that sometimes you got to put on Jesus even if you don't feel like it. But when you put him on, you're ready. And you put on a Christ life. You put on our Lord Jesus Christ. St. Paul says, put on the armor of light. And that's, we got to dress the part of being a saint. And then we'll become one. We'll feel like one. Sometimes I go to adoration and I'm just like, man, I'm tired. And then I kneel down and then my heart is moved because I did something with my body. And I think the same thing is the word of God is saying, put on the Lord. And even if you don't feel like it, after you put him on, you won't be sorry that you did. Put on a Christ life. All of these things help us to be ready for our Lord and his comings. And they shoot us upwards, because all of them have the word up. They shoot us upwards. So let us pray during this Advent that we may wake up, clean up, sober up, lighten up, dress up, and so be shot upwards to our dear Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.